Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the creators of Wagertainment.
We bring you none of the hot take BS. We bring you bets. We bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Yes, indeed it is You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, and you here with us on the BetQL Network on draft day, where every game is Game 7. No hot take BS on this show. We bring you the bets. We bring you the sports. As we come to you live from the Odyssey app, simulcast by our friends at Stadium from 4 to 6 Eastern, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL, and heard on radio stations nationwide, including our pals on satellite radio, Sirius 160, and XM 205, as Ken and I bring you the Wagertainment, talking all things sports betting on draft day. The show presented proudly today and always by the king of sportsbooks, the great people at BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. And you can do so on a T3. Three words that all start with the letter T. It is a tremendous football Thursday, April 25th in the year of our Lord, 2024, better known to you and yours as draft day. The show on Twitter at You Better You Bet. I'm on Twitter and the gram at the Kostos. Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. He's on X at Lockie Lockerson. And on this tremendous football Thursday, aka draft day, we will bring you four phenomenal guests. You know, the Washington Commanders are on the clock at second overall. You know who we're going to have on to talk about all of it? The guy that was coaching them 4 months ago, Riverboat Ron. Ron Rivera will join us coming up later this hour to talk Jaden Daniels, to talk the Washington Commanders, to talk J.J. McCarthy and Drake May and Caleb Williams and all things NFL draft. Ron Rivera joins us coming up later this hour on draft day. We'll also get you set for the NBA playoffs tonight and moving forward with Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run. We will get you set for the NHL playoffs tonight and moving forward with Pete Blackburn of the What Chaos, very popular What Chaos hockey show on YouTube and Twitch. Pete Blackburn joins us later in the program. And Connor Allen from 4for4 and BetSports will join us for last-minute NFL draft bets on, you guessed it, draft day. Plus, oh, baby. Oh, man, tons of great NFL betting content on draft day, including my final mock top 10. We will do that over the course of the show, bring you all the latest updates, all the latest information. Right before we went on the air, Diana Rossini of The Athletic reporting the Rams trying to trade into the top 10. Markets are moving, information is flying, and we are here to distill and break it down for you, our listeners and viewers, on draft day. Also, we'll give you some badass betting breakdown from the night that was in the National Hockey League and NBA playoffs, including how I will square up with and fight Bruins head coach Jim Montgomery if he starts Linus Ullmark in Game 4 in Toronto. And we will talk about how the Boston Celtics are so Charmin soft, Ken Barkley might just be ahead of the curve, that the Knicks gonna bounce that ass in the Eastern Conference Final. Power Hour, Final Hour, not only our bets for tonight, but our bets for the NFL Draft on draft day. We're locked and loaded here on a tremendous football Thursday, a.k.a. draft day. Ken Barkley, how's it going? Happy draft day to you and yours.
That's the most time saying draft day, I think, in a 3-hour period. I don't even think in the movie Draft Day they said draft day that much. This is we've done the show in this time slot for several years now, and even when it wasn't in this, it was close to this time slot for a while. We were only on at night for 1 year, right? Did I make that up? For 2 years or 1 year? It was the first year, right? We were on at night, I think, from 6 to 10.
Six to ten, but I think I don't think we, but like 6 to 10 ended when like the world ended for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that was the last six
in
to
19.
Ten show.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was 6 to 10. What I was going to say is we've done a few draft shows in this time slot. It's one of my favorite shows that we do the entire year.
It's the fourth,
and not even
right?
Because
fourth one?
Yes. Yes, definitely. 21, 22, 23, 24 that we've been in this time slot. It's one of my favorite shows because we, you know, Nick and I talk about this on the air sometimes too. We really like doing it live. F it. We'll do it live. We like the idea of a live show. We like the idea of breaking news and things changing and reacting to it in real time. Like, yes, this show becomes a podcast, but also I think we enjoy much more like being on from 3 to 7 when stuff's going on from 3 to 7, being on Sunday morning on NFL Sundays right before the games when stuff's happening. I kind of think it's when we're at our best because we love this stuff. And this is the show for us then, because if you followed last year's show, it was very quiet for a very long time. I was trying to think of a comparison. Like, I used to play poker a lot when I was in my early 20s, like everybody, when it was a big deal. And there was always like a saying about no limit hold'em, which is that it was like hours of boredom and then minutes of sheer terror when you like get like a hand that's actually like very promising and like going to play a big pot, but you might fold for an hour to get that. That's kind of like what this was last year. Hours of boredom and then just like, oh my God, CJ Stroud's going to go second. The market's going crazy. And we don't know how this year's going to go. It could go totally differently. The second overall pick market looks nothing like how it looked at this time last year. I saw some people trying to draw some comparisons. There aren't any, in my opinion. This is just a new thing. It's a new, you know, like set of markets, and we have to treat it that way. And I don't know how this is going to go. And that's like the coolest part. Like, it's you think of like, oh, it's anxiety inducing. Yeah. And like the coolest way, like in an hour, is the third overall pick market going to look like this? In 3 hours, is the third overall pick market going to look like this? Maybe, because maybe that's how long it takes the Patriots to trade. But it's just I love the draft show. We'll talk about NBA and other stuff, too. But it's just cool to be on while stuff is changing.
Very quickly, just on the poker analogy that you made, it's why like I really like playing poker. Poker's fun, even if I feel like you're not like a big sports bettor. Like poker's fun when you play. Well,
yeah,
you don't have to play
friends.
like super competitively. Yeah. Like yeah, play yeah. with your friends for a couple bucks, have a couple beers, whatever. That's my problem though. Is like it reaches a point where you fold for a while, and I'm just like, you know what? All in.
I'm all in. Even if they, yeah, yes. Mostly because you want to be all out.
Right? Well, it's like, cause it's like, hey, like I would like a rush. I've just been sitting on my ass for an hour
sure.
now. And just here's a 2-7 off suit, all in, just for the rush of it, and
yeah,
just see
sure.
what happens. So that's the well, maybe the last poker reference we'll get on the show today. So where are you at right now? Would you say, Ken, with your level of confidence in anything related to the NFL draft outside of Caleb Williams as the first overall pick, which is obviously is how we left off yesterday. The only thing we feel confident in is that Caleb Williams is going first overall. Anything else that you like right now as we survey the old betting markets?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the idea that because of the number of trades that we could see and the number of teams that are interested in trading, and it's not that we have to get a lot of trades, but just that we have a lot of teams calling, and we know that there are a lot of teams calling, and there are a lot of teams calling to move up to spots that are pretty high up. Dude, we're not talking about, oh, well, at 13, like the Eagles might trade up. It's like, no, like 3, 4, 5, every pick after that, basically.
All of them,
and,
yeah.
And because basically all of them, and with like 5 different teams involved, to me that creates a situation where I think the craziest part is, let's say that you like knew with absolute certainty which quarterback the Patriots liked the most. You knew it for a fact that they liked Drake May, or you knew it for a fact that they liked J.J. McCarthy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You still couldn't bet anything, because there's like a 50% chance that they stay and take that guy, and a 50% chance that like somebody in the war room with power says we're trading down and we're going to try to get that guy anyway. And like, they don't know what they're doing, and they're not going to know until Jaden Daniels goes second, because that's when the calls come in. So it's like, think about that. Like, I think everyone thinks there's someone out there with the answer and that person's waiting to bet. And it's like, no, like at three, there is no answer, because it depends on what the phone call is like that they get after Jaden Daniels goes. Sometimes that phone's going to ring and it's like, hey, it's the Giants calling for the millionth time. How about now? And like, sometimes it's the Vikings, and sometimes it's, you know,
hey,
somebody
Elliot,
else that
it's
we
me.
Don't know about.
It's right. Me, Joe, again.
It's Joe Shane.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, it's me.
After all this time, I'd like to move to three.
I hope you're trading three.
Yeah. So that's the funniest part. I think there's this understanding where it's like, oh, it's draft betting. Like, who's got the info? Be like, even if there was somebody who knew with absolute certainty who was at the top of the Patriots draft board, the idea that there's a pretty high percentage chance they're going to trade that pick means you can't even act on that info. Like, what would you bet? Like, it's like, oh, I think they like that player, but they can still trade. You're gonna, even if you thought it was McCarthy, which I know a lot of people do, you still can't even bet it that confidently, because they might just trade. And then Drake May's the pick if they trade, because it's probably the Giants. So, like, that's the funny part about this. And I'll be honest, like, we might get clarity on a bunch of stuff between now and 7 o'clock. We also have to understand that, like, the draft might basically begin after Jaden Daniels gets picked second, and we're off the air, and every market is closed, and that's when the phone calls start. Or that's when the phone calls continue, and that's when the Patriots actually make their decision. They don't have to make their decision before you can, like, before you stop betting, before the market's closed. They don't have to decide then. So it's going to be really interesting with that market specifically, because then obviously there's a trickle-down effect to everything. If it's McCarthy, if it's May, then what's the fourth pick, what's the fifth pick? Like, all of these are directly impacted. So I am curious to see. This is different than last year. I know the Cardinals traded number three last year. This is a little different than that, and curious to see how it goes.
You've said a couple times over the course of like this opening segment, and I think like I know what the answer to this question is going to be, but I want to ask it, that like the draft starts after the Commanders pick Jaden Daniels second overall. Daniels is a massive favorite to be the second pick, but he is not in like the Caleb Williams tier of like, right, like virtual certainty. Also not in the tier of like what Zach Wilson was a number of years ago in 21, actually, when Zach Wilson, we knew like a week in advance that Wilson was going to be the second overall pick of the Jets. What would you describe as like level of confidence via the betting market that Jaden Daniels is going second overall?
90% to 95%, something
like
that.
Almost all the way there.
And I saw, I don't, to put it this way, I don't think it's like known and is like really gotten out that like it's locked in and it's him. So there is maybe still an element of unknown and guessing going on. But just to be clear, because I saw, I think a bunch of people ran with this morning, that like, well, this is like, this could still be like Mac Jones, Trey Lance. And like look at what happened with that. For people who don't remember that, everyone thought the Niners were going to pick Mac Jones third a few years ago. Then it turned out that they picked Trey Lance. The comparison I would make is the timeline of how that worked in no way resembles the timeline of how this worked. Like, Daniels is minus 1,000. We bet Trey Lance 5 minutes before the draft. We bet him the morning of the draft. The betting on Trey Lance to go third actually started in the middle of the night before the draft, because everyone woke up and said, what the hell happened to these markets where, like, Trey Lance is now, like,
what
you know,
did Billy
in the
Joel
mix.
Say about it?
In the, what would he say about it?
In the middle of the night,
oh, yep.
Firing in these Trey Lance bets.
Perfect, perfect. And, like, it, you woke up in the morning and it was just the, it was the two of them, and you could bet either one at a pretty reasonable price. And then all day was just like more rumor and more rumor and more rumor. I mean, if we got to 3 o'clock that day, it would have been very live that Trey Lance was going third. This market in no way resembles that. All that's happened is Jaden Daniels has gotten bet more. That's all that's happened. So just like, to me, there is not a comparison. The only thing the two markets share is that there is not someone who's minus 50,000 in the market in both situations. In one, it was Trey Lance and Mac Jones, and you could kind of take your pick. In the other, it's Jaden Daniels minus 1,000, but not like unbettable off the board. So they share that attribute, but that's it. So like, it's not... I think everyone's like, well, it can still get really crazy. I mean, like, yeah, it could... I don't know why I'd bet crazy at two. Like, why would I bet crazy? Like, what reason do I have? Well, it's not decided yet. Okay. But, like, I need something else, because then I don't know who to... Then tell me who to bet. Everyone else? That's what I'm betting? Daniel's not two? Off what? Off just, like, it could be different? There's no... Like, there's no smoke on anything. And that doesn't mean I'm going to bet Daniels, but I just... Like, the second overall pick market seems like a just a bad idea to me. It seems like something where I think Daniels is really likely to go. So does everybody else. I have no reason to believe something else, and so I'm going to move on to the next thing.
And just to reiterate something that Ken said earlier in the segment and a conversation that Ken and I were having, and like I've been having with other people, I'm sure Ken's been having with other people also today. Okay, so like let's play it out, right? Let's just say that the Patriots are either going to take McCarthy or trade down, which is like one of like the rumored things that's out there, right? Like that's what New England wants to do. Okay, what do you bet?
What's
like,
the bet?
What are you supposed to what do you do? Like, you could bet a bunch of... Is exactas the way to go? Like, I just play out a bunch of different scenarios?
Played some.
Like, what do you even do with that?
I talked to somebody today who was like, hey, I heard McCarthy's going third. Like, I'm going to bet that. And I go, well, okay, but, like, then who do you think is going... I go, well, who do you think's going fourth then? And they go, well, I guess somebody would trade up for Drake May then. And I go, well, okay, what's the exacta that you can find for the essentially the four quarterbacks with with J.J. McCarthy going third, like provoking Drake? Of course I do. It's from yesterday.
So
provoking Drake May to go fourth. And like yesterday, this was like 13, 17. There's a way to parlay the four picks to get a different price that's different than playing the exacta. I go like, so if you're going to bet McCarthy and you think like that provokes someone to trade for Drake May, you bet that. If you want to bet McCarthy and you think the Cardinals actually like neighbors more than Harrison, then you can bet that. That was 175-1 yesterday. McCarthy 3, neighbors 4. If you think Harrison's the guy... And like a lot of people think like that's what's going to happen. Kyler and Harrison, like that'll be the new pairing. Like there was a way to bet that. That was, I don't know, like 450 last night and this morning in a couple places. And it's different everywhere. So it's just like there's always a different way to play the thing that's going to happen other than the straight like I'm going to bet McCarthy to go third. Like McCarthy to go third opens up a lot of other possibilities that pay even better than McCarthy to go third.
Unless the Patriots just take Drake May third overall. And then it's like, sure. Hell, right. Yeah, it's consensus time. And here's Marvin Harrison, and here's, you know, J.C. Latham, and here's Malik Nabers, and here's Joe Alt.
Well, I don't think it's consensus time. If that's the consensus, I don't think it's consensus time.
I would like for it to not be consensus, some of the long shot bets that we have. A ton of NFL draft coming up over the course of the show, but coming up next, we will touch on whatever the hell that was the Boston Celtics did last night against the Miami Heat.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.